St. John chapter 18, verse 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. My dear friends in Christ, dear believers in Christ, may the suffering of Christ be your strength and your comfort as we continue to hear his words. The scriptures clearly say that with his stripes we are healed. His stripes were for you and are for your salvation, for your assurance that heaven is meant for you. Jesus did not go through these horrible trials, all those false accusations, and then later the beatings and the whippings, as if it was some chance miscarriage of justice, as if it was some coincidence of unfortunate events. It was all planned, and it was all planned for you, prepared from the foundation of the world, to the end that a place would be prepared for you and me in heaven. To do that, Jesus Christ went to the cross. And even before the cross, he endured many things, many stripes, that we might be healed. May we not take that suffering lightly. May we not overlook the things that might make us feel uncomfortable. Because Jesus went through every detail of it that you and I might be assured that we have a perfect, sinless substitute before God who endured all that we need to be saved. Many times Christ was accused, and many times we heard tonight that he said nothing, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Why wouldn't an innocent man say something? Why wouldn't he defend himself? Because it was all for you and for me to take upon himself our sin, our guilt, to free us from it, to deliver us from all sin and death, everything that stood in between us and God. In the midst of many false accusations and many unreliable and false voices, the voice of our Savior stands out among them all as one voice upon which we can rely always. To this end was I born, he says, for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice. And how reliable it is, how comforting and assuring. He says that no man can pluck you out of his hand, meaning that he will keep you and guide you by his voice, his word, unto eternal life. Yet how unreliable all the other voices are in tonight's Passion history. The people who were supposed to know right from wrong and actually did know right from wrong. The religious leaders, how unreliable, though, they turned out to be. They could have pointed Judas to the words of forgiveness in Scripture when he realized his great sin. That was their job. But they were too busy carrying out the plan to get rid of Christ. Too busy to focus on the words of salvation. Last week we heard Peter's voice denying that he even knew Christ. The week before we heard Judas's voice conspiring against his own Lord and friend. Tonight we hear the voice of Pilate. Will he finally be someone reliable? When Jesus said he was the King of the truth, Pilate responded by saying, "Well, what is truth?" As if he didn't know. He knew Jesus was innocent. Pilate said he was innocent not once or twice, almost 10 times. He said he found no fault in Christ. We heard a couple of those statements tonight. Next Wednesday, we'll hear the majority of those statements proclaiming Jesus to be a just person. Even his own wife said Jesus was innocent. Yet in the end, it is Pilate's voice that instructs his soldiers to crucify an innocent man. He definitely looked out for himself, though, washing his hands of it, saying, "I'm innocent of the blood of this just person." Yet the voice of our Savior stands out as one among many, the only one upon which we can rely. "To this end was I born. For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice." His voice, his word, gives life and forgiveness to all who hear it and believe it. "He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." That means you and me, believers in Christ. By his grace, we gather together to hear the word of Christ, his voice. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." How reliable his voice is. Dependable, trustworthy, unwavering. His compassion too, his love and forgiveness toward us is unbreakable. What a contrast when comparing the words and actions of the others surrounding him. It's not that the religious leaders didn't know right from wrong. They couldn't stand the thought of putting Judas's silver back into the treasury. "It's not lawful," they said, "because it's the price of blood." Interesting choice of words. "It's not lawful." They couldn't stand the thought of going into the judgment hall with Pilate either. "It's not lawful," they thought. "He's a Gentile." When Pilate said he wanted them to judge Jesus, they said again, it's not lawful for us to put any man to death. They knew what their laws were. They knew how to follow them. They knew right from wrong. Yet what about the law in the fifth commandment? Thou shalt not kill, which means we should not hurt nor harm our neighbor. What about the law in the eighth commandment? Thou shalt not bear false witness. Yet somehow they justified it. And they justified taking a human life. How unreliable their voice, their reasoning was. How unreliable our own reason or strength or feelings can be. That's not where we put our trust, our faith. Jesus Christ, His Word, His voice, that is the foundation upon which we build. It's not like we've never behaved like Pilate, attempting to justify our sin. Or like Peter, who denied. Or like the false witnesses who lied. All it takes is one time. Whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Our comfort, our hope, and our strength is not based upon our own reliability. Our faith is based upon the voice, the words of Jesus Christ. To this end I was born, he says, to bear witness unto the truth. And he says clearly, the truth will make you free. If the Son shall make you free, you will be free indeed. Free from all sin and guilt and death, as he took those things upon himself. He frees us from them. His words give us life and salvation. By His grace, we take those words to heart. We rely on them. His voice assures us that He has connected His word and forgiveness to the waters of our baptism. His voice assures us that it is His true body and blood that we receive in His supper, given and shed for the remission of all our sin. His voice assures us that all things needful for us to be saved is complete, and that he that believes will not perish, but have eternal life. His voice assures us that he will keep us in that saving faith. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. With his voice in our heart, we can, and we do, perform many good things, many good works in His name. Scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yet it is His voice that gives us that strength and that comfort in His forgiveness. In Jesus' name, our complete Savior. Amen. Now may the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.